ever want a show that you can just hunker down and watch? Well, have I got an episode for you. Yes, this week it's a list show, and I have 45 best TV shows to binge watch right now. And we're going to get all that information from Entertainment Weekly. This is Entertainment Weekly, and I'm reading from their website, which is EW.com. I'm volunteer reader Diane Salisbury, and this is Sun Sounds of Arizona. So let's get started with this list of 45 best TV shows to binge watch, because it might well take the entire episode. And they say, because sometimes a lot of episodes of one TV series are best enjoyed in a single sitting. This is by Robert English and Kevin Jacobson. Even amid uncertainty in other forms of media, television continues to thrive. Streaming has only exacerbated the number of TV shows produced every year, with services like Netflix, HBO Max, and Hulu perfectly calibrated for binge watching. Some of the best TV can hook the viewer for hours on end, from addictive reality shows like Survivor and The Traitors to Emmy-winning favorites like The Pitt and Schitt's Creek. Through bold characters and often suspenseful editing, these are the shows of which we simply cannot get enough and make us eager to chat about them with friends. Ahead, we've put together a watch list of the 45 best binge-worthy TV shows and where you can stream all of them. The first on the list, and these are all in alphabetical order, is Abbott Elementary. That's been running since 2021. ABC struck awards season gold with Abbott Elementary, the fantastic workplace comedy about public school teachers trying to do their best for their Philadelphia students. Creator Quinta Brunson stars as Janine Teagues, an optimistic teacher at Abbott, in which every day is a new, hilarious challenge. She works alongside the awkward but well-meaning Jacob, played by Chris Perfetti, the tough, loving Melissa, played by Lisa Ann Walter, the no-nonsense Barbara, played by Cheryl Lee Ralph, the devoted Gregory, played by Tyler James Williams, the underqualified principal Ava, played by Janelle James, and the quirky janitor Mr. Johnson, played by William Stanford Davis. If you haven't started watching this Emmy-winning series, now is the time to catch up on 5 full seasons of antics, the laughs, the romances, and the touching ode to American teachers. We can watch Abbott Elementary on Hulu and HBO Max. And Entertainment Weekly has a grade here of A-. Adolescence is next. It was in 2025. This whopper of a 4-part miniseries tells the story of a 13-year-old boy named Jamie, played by Owen Cooper, who is accused of murdering a female classmate. But rather than focus on whether he did it, the British series delves into why he did it, deftly exploring issues plaguing teens today while also showing how Jamie's family is left in shambles following his detention. Winner of 8 Emmys, including Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series, Adolescence is necessary viewing that will give you a lot to think about long after you've finished the final episode. We can watch Adolescence on Netflix. Baby Reindeer is from 2024. This Netflix sensation isn't quite like anything you've seen before. Based on his one-man show, Richard Gadd plays Donnie, a fictionalized version of himself, whose life is disrupted when a middle-aged woman named Martha, played by Jessica Gunning, takes a dangerously obsessive liking to him. As the limited series goes on, we see how Donnie also lives with the trauma of a past event, informing his behavior in the present. Raw, yet bleakly comedic, Baby Reindeer is an unforgettable watch with riveting, Emmy-winning performances by Gadd and Gunning. We can watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix. Bait is from 2026. In the wake of Daniel Craig's exit from the James Bond franchise, fans have suggested numerous hot British authors to replace him, including Oscar winner Riz Ahmed. This Amazon comedy series provides a sharp take on the grueling casting process, with Ahmed playing Shah Latif, a significantly less successful actor than himself, as he screen tests for Bond and struggles with racist hate from fans of the franchise. Bait tackles weighty themes of prejudice and identity without ever verging into after-school special territory. We can watch Bait on Amazon Prime Video. The Bear has run from 2022 to 2026. It would be weird to work in a restaurant and not completely lose your mind. Created by Christopher Storer, The Bear stars Jeremy Allen White as Carmi, a fine dining New York City chef who returns to Chicago to run his family's sandwich shop after his brother dies by suicide. With the added pressure of massive debt, Carmi works to keep the restaurant going with manager Richie, played by Iban Mas Bacharach, new sous chef Sydney, played by Ayo Edebiri, passionate baker Marcus, played by Lionel Boyce, and defiant line cook Tina, played by Lisa Colon Zayas. The Emmy-winning series is often funny, very tense, and an incredibly detailed look into the back door of the restaurant business, anxiety and all. We can watch The Bear on Hulu, and Entertainment Weekly has a grade for this one of A. If I don't mention the Entertainment Weekly grade, then there wasn't one for that show. Next is Black Doves. It's been running since 2024. Keira Knightley and Ben Whishaw are a match made in spy heaven on this gripping British thriller series. Knightley stars as Helen, a spy for a private organization, secretly gathering intel within her role as the Secretary of State of Defense's wife. After her secret lover is murdered, Helen goes on the hunt for the killer as her hitman friend Sam, played by Whishaw, helps her uncover a vast conspiracy. Entertainment Weekly's critic calls Black Doves a remarkably fresh, exciting, and laugh-out-loud funny caper, driven by a sharp comedic sensibility and wildly entertaining performances. We can watch Black Doves on Netflix, and Entertainment Weekly has given it a grade of A-. Bodyguard is next. That's from 2018. In this British political drama, Richard Madden portrays David Budd, a war veteran suffering from PTSD and serving as the security detail of Conservative Home Secretary Julia Montagu, played by Keeley Hawes. But their political differences are difficult to reconcile. Bodyguard is an absorbing series, particularly due to Madden's powerhouse Golden Globe-winning performance. His face is a canvas of emotions that make us care deeply for him, whether he's grieving, trying to save friends and strangers, or making decisions that put his own life at risk. It's a show that's hard to turn off, and the 6 episodes fly by as we delve deeper into the world of domestic terrorism and political misgivings. We can watch Bodyguard on Netflix. Chernobyl is from 2019. Winner of 10 Emmys, including Outstanding Limited Series, Chernobyl is a striking retelling of the 1986 nuclear disaster told through the lens of the scientists, government officials, and everyday people affected by the fallout. The show follows a stellar main cast headed by Jared Harris as Valery Legatsev, a chemist who leads the response to the disaster. The first episode painstakingly recreates the explosion and immediate devastation with such dramatic flair that you'll hold your breath as if you were a part of the historic day. The rest of the series explores the aftermath with carefully constructed scenes depicting often overlooked pockets of the disaster, from the doomed workers stripped down to their skin, burying radioactive materials, to the men assigned to execute pets left in the quarantine zone. We can watch Chernobyl on HBO Max, and Entertainment Weekly's grade for this is an A-. The comeback is on multiple years, 2005, 2014, and 2026. Valerie Cherish, played by Lisa Kudrow, is desperate. Desperate for relevancy, desperate to build back up her once promising career, desperate to be seen in the best light possible. Her desperation is also what leads her to sign up for a reality show documenting her life, as this satirical mockumentary follows her attempts to regain her former glory. Kudrow's performance is nothing less than stunning, portraying Valerie's many insecurities beneath her winning smile. We can watch the comeback on HBO Max. Death Note ran from 2006 to 2007. For those curious about getting into anime, Death Note is an ideal starting point for the medium. Based on the popular manga, Death Note centers on Light Yagami, a studious high schooler who discovers a mysterious notebook that presents him with a moral dilemma. By simply writing the name of anyone he knows in the book, he can cause their death. Light decides to use his newfound power to rid the world of dangerous criminals, but the subsequent deaths catch the attention of a detective who becomes hell-bent on tracking Light down. The series deftly balances its cat-and-mouse conceit with thought-provoking themes of morality, justice, and corrupting power. We can watch Death Note on Netflix. Dying for Sex was in 2025. Too often, stories about living with cancer dwell too much on the misery of the situation, depicting the characters as suffering in silence or fearing the end. This 8-episode dramedy offers a refreshing, well-balanced depiction of a woman who uses her scary diagnosis as an opportunity to satisfy her deepest fantasies. The series stars Michelle Williams, turning in yet another multi-layered performance as Molly, who has stage 4 breast cancer and leaves her husband to explore her sexuality. Entertainment Weekly's critic calls Dying for Sex a heartbreaking and at times very horny story about female friendship, self-actualization, and the realization that it's never too late to heal. We can watch Dying for Sex on Hulu, and Entertainment Weekly's given it a grade of B+. Enlightenment ran from 2011 to 2013. Another 2-season gem that was canceled due to low ratings, Enlightened is an underrated and short-lived series from HBO following Amy Jellicoe, played by Laura Dern, a self-destructive woman who's trying to make amends with her past relationships while finding passion in her work and life. Dern teamed up with future White Lotus creator Mike White to craft this dark comedy that is utterly hilarious and effectively moving. Her mental breakdowns and failed attempts at being a good person don't just play for laughs, but also serve as illuminating looks at the human condition. In her argument for why it's the best show nobody is watching, Entertainment Weekly's critic writes, "The more maniacal Amy's antics, the funnier and more poignant Enlightenment gets." We can watch Enlightened on HBO Max. Firefly ran from 2002 to 2003. The highly underappreciated single-season series has since found a large following, starring Nathan Fillion as Mal Reynolds, captain of the Serenity. Firefly is a brilliant Western-style sci-fi story following a crew of independent rebels on the run from the totalitarian alliance in a fully realized and unique future world. Due to poor advertising and a lack of faith in the series, Firefly was too late in proving itself as an engaging, thought-provoking program with a great cast. But even from the beginning, fans of the series saw something special in Joss Whedon's vision. While the show is easily one of the most bingeable seasons of television, fans are also able to see their favorite crew in the high-budget, emotional sequel film, Serenity. That came out in 2005. We can watch Firefly on Hulu. Fleabag is from 2016 to 2019. Phoebe Waller-Bridge's Fleabag is a hilarious and poignant series about a young woman just trying to get by in London while coping with the loss of her best friend, tensions with her family, and her own inability to not be completely inappropriate in any given situation. Writer Waller-Bridge doubles as our nameless star, the fourth-wall-breaking, sexually deviating, guinea pig cafe-owning main character who is the master of her own undoing, but not without garnering every ounce of our sympathies. Though it only spans 12 short episodes, these gut-punch chapters are more than enough to bring you to your knees, possibly in prayer, but more likely in tears. We can watch Fleabag on Amazon Prime Video. Freaks and Geeks ran from 1999 to 2000. Fans of Freaks and Geeks still can't believe they only got one season of this cult classic from Paul Feig and Judd Apatow about teenage life in the early 80s Detroit suburbs. Following burnout freaks and their smoke-clouded misadventures in contrast to the underclassmen geeks who are just trying to survive school between D&D sessions, the show has all the heart of an after-school special while tossing the moralizing out with the disco records. Since it hit streaming, new generations of fans have discovered this earnest comedy series that touts big 21st century stars in some of their earliest roles, launching the careers of James Franco, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, Linda Cardellini, and more. As Segel told Entertainment Weekly in 2021, "It was this really amazing cast before we really knew anything." We can watch Freaks and Geeks on Amazon Prime Video. The Girlfriend is from 2025. The power struggle between a mother and his son's girlfriend is a tale as old as time, and this Golden Globe-nominated miniseries explores the full soapy potential of that dynamic. Robin Wright stars as Laura Sanderson, a rich gallerist who meets her son Daniel's, that's Lori Davidson's, new girlfriend, Cherry Lane, played by Olivia Cooke, and finds inconsistencies in her story. From there, a passive-aggressive battle of wills is waged, and let's just say, once you watch one episode, you'll find you won't be able to stop. We can watch The Girlfriend on Amazon Prime Video. Hacks ran from 2021 to 2026. A show about the odd couple dynamic between a revered stand-up comedian and her much younger comedy writer sounds a bit, well, hacky. But this Emmy-winning comedy series is anything but, telling a bitingly hilarious and humanistic tale of what it means to be a woman in show business, with razor-sharp performances from Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder at the center. As Entertainment Weekly's critic writes, this HBO Max series is funny and moving and weird and smart because it focuses not on the arduous process of crafting jokes, but on the hilarious, gifted, and deeply flawed women who tell them. We can watch Hacks on HBO Max. The Haunting of Hill House was in 2018. Told over the course of many years, The Haunting of Hill House is an intimate drama about a fractured family left to reconcile with the supernatural terrors that drove them from their home. Creator Mike Flanagan from Midnight Mass dutifully adapts this Shirley Jackson classic for the modern era, making it as eerie for audiences as it is for the fictional Crane children. Beyond the scares, the series is also a spine-tingling look into human psychology, adeptly drawing on Jackson's themes of trauma in the original novel. As Flanagan told Entertainment Weekly, "I find myself drawn to human stories, often stories of family, because the ghosts we get to explore really are extensions of very relatable relationships and dynamics in our lives." We can watch The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix. Heartstopper ran from 2022 to 2024. Adapted from a webcomic by Alice Osman, Heartstopper is a joyous comedy-drama series about young love as Charlie, played by Joe Locke, and Nick, played by Kit Connor, explore their ever-deepening relationship. Serving as the showrunner, Osman has brought her series to a global audience that celebrates its story and LGBTQ+ representation. Locke spoke with Entertainment Weekly in 2022 about Heartstopper's themes of mental health and acceptance, saying, "I think what our show has done really well so far is tackling issues, but from an optimistic lens. I think it'd be really great to look at that more." And that's what's happening. Though there are only 3 seasons of the Netflix series, Charlie and Nick's love story will continue with a feature film that's expected to hit Netflix on July 17th. We can watch Heartstopper on Netflix. Heated Rivalry has been in production since 2025. Few could have predicted just how big this Canadian romantic drama would become. In a way, it's fitting given the nature of how rival hockey players Shane Hollander, played by Hudson Williams, and Ilya Rozanov, played by Connor Story, fall in love so unexpectedly, complicating their lives as they grapple with homophobia and mounting societal pressures. Come for the spicy romance, stay for the show's earnest exploration of masculinity and sexuality, and its 2 stars' deeply felt performances. We can watch Heated Rivalry on HBO Max. I May Destroy You is from 2020. Michaela Cole created and stars in this can't-miss drama about modern dating and the distinction between liberation and exploitation. The miniseries begins with Arabella, played by Cole, a young writer spending an evening in London who is, at one moment, out drinking with friends, and the next, back to worrying about a deadline while experiencing memories of sexual violence. Partially based on Cole's lived experiences, I May Destroy You is an engaging, personal series that holds up a mirror to the nuances of our modern world. As Entertainment Weekly's critic praises, Cole lets her characters grapple with knotty questions of consent and responsibility without ever judging their actions or promoting answers that don't actually exist. We can watch I May Destroy You on HBO Max, and Entertainment Weekly has a grade here of B. Jury Duty has been running since 2023. The Emmy-nominated first season of this sitcom and reality show centers on an entirely made-up jury trial in which everyone involved is in on it except for one man, Ronald Gladden, who is led to believe everything that's happening is real. It's a show that really shouldn't work, and yet, remarkably, the team pulls off the hoax and delivers hilarious, enthralling television in the process. Season 2 Company Retreat follows a similar setup in which Anthony Norman is quote-unquote hired as a temp worker in charge of a company retreat for a hot sauce business. And the team's meticulous planning is even more ambitious this time around. We can watch Jury Duty on Amazon Prime Video. Love Story has been since 2026. Ryan Murphy's American Story franchise has further expanded to this romance-based anthology series. The first, and thus far only, season provides an in-depth look at John F. Kennedy Jr., played by Paul Anthony Kelly, and Carolyn Bessette, played by Sarah Pidgeon, charting their whirlwind romance and struggles with the tabloids through their tragic deaths in 1999. Centering on the weight of expectations and public scrutiny on their private lives, Love Story provides a riveting portrait of marriage, bolstered by magnetic performances, particularly by Pidgeon. We can watch Love Story on Hulu. Mayor of Easttown is from 2021. By the time Mayor of Easttown debuted on HBO, there were already many high-profile crime dramas starring some of the biggest names in Hollywood. See True Detective and Fargo. Yet, Easttown showcases enough acting prowess and surprising mystery to suck viewers in. Kate Winslet portrays Mayor, a tired, emotionally spent detective who becomes consumed by the murder of a young teenage mother in their small Pennsylvania town. Everyone becomes a suspect, and answers are few and far between, though Mare already has plenty on her personal plate. The bleak atmosphere and experienced ensemble cast immerse the audience in moments both beautifully human and totally tragic. We can watch Mare of Easttown on HBO Max. We're up to 25 of our 45 now. The next one is Margo's Got Money Troubles, and it started in 2026. Life wasn't easy for Margo, played by Elle Fanning, growing up with a hardworking mother and distant father, but her creativity offered her a better life upon attending college, only to get knocked up by her English professor. Electing to have the baby and struggling to afford her new life, she turns to OnlyFans to support herself financially. This is the setup for David E. Kelly's winning adaptation of Ruthie Thorpe's novel, but the real juice of the series is in its exploration of family and how they're all just trying to get by in a world where the cards are often stacked against them. We can watch Margo's Got Money Troubles on Apple TV. And I just said we're on number 25 of our list. I'm about to do 26, but I will take a quick moment here to say that you are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. Yes, it's already time for our halfway break, and this is Entertainment Weekly. I'm reading an article that is the 45 best TV shows to binge watch right now. We're up to number 26, which is The Night Of from 2016. Riz Ahmed stars in The Night Of as Naz, a young man who wakes up after a night of partying to find himself charged with the murder of a woman, played by Sophia Black Delia, whom he met the previous evening. As crime dramas are increasingly common these days, each TV series must attempt the daunting task of standing out from the herd. And The Night Of is one that announces its power outright and only revs up from there, grabbing viewers and not letting them go until the finale. Between the acting of the main cast, which includes John Turturro and Bill Camp, and the complexities of modern-day Law and Order, The Night Of is, as Entertainment Weekly's review puts it, a spectacle of people wrestling with their consciences and overcoming their weaknesses and their stories to serve true justice and do the right thing. We can watch The Night Of on HBO Max. Normal People is from 2020. Sally Rooney's best-selling novel received a smash hit small screen adaptation in this affecting romance drama. Normal People follows Marianne Sheridan, played by Daisy Edgar Jones, and Connell Waldron, played by Paul Mescal, two lovers who meet in secondary school as they navigate relationships and their own emotions throughout their teens and twenties. The miniseries owes much of its success to the chemistry between the two leads, as viewers see them fall in and out and back in love multiple times over, all while helping each other through the seasons of their young lives. Beyond the perfectly cast magnetism between Mescal and Edgar Jones, the script is finely tuned in its exploration of sex, depression, and relationships, while never loosening its grip on your heartstrings. We can watch Normal People on Hulu. Over the Garden Wall is from 2014. When creator Patrick McHale adapted Over the Garden Wall from his short film Tome of the Unknown, he gifted Cartoon Network one of the greatest hidden gems of the 2010s. The beloved animated adventure sees two brothers, Wirt, played by Elijah Wood, and Gregory, played by Colin Dean, as they embark on a journey across a fantastical forest realm to return to their home. Over the course of 10 brief episodes, viewers are treated to world-building that's both charming and frightful, often at the same time. Pumpkinhead cults, trees as soul prisons, a familial bluebird curse. Between meeting whimsical creatures voiced by the likes of Melanie Lynskey, Christopher Lloyd, Tim Curry, John Cleese, and more. We can watch Over the Garden Wall on Hulu. Overcompensating has been since 2025. Shows set in college don't always get it right, but this outrageous yet sweet comedy is looking to be one of the good ones. Overcompensating centers on Benny, played by Benito Skinner, who also created the series, a jock who's beginning his first year at university. Benny also happens to be gay, a secret he's hoping to keep hidden but struggling to do so. He soon befriends Carmen, played by Wally Barham, who also feels like an outsider, and the pair explores the brave new world of college and tries to figure out their true selves. Full of sharp, observational humor and bolstered by a charismatic cast, this is a show that will resonate most with millennials in the audience. Trust us. We can watch Overcompensating on Amazon Prime Video. Paradise has been running since 2025. Much like Phil Collins's Another Day in Paradise, which is featured heavily in the plot, there's a lot more going on beneath the surface of this Hulu thriller series. Paradise centers on Secret Service agent Xavier Collins, played by Sterling K. Brown, as he tries to find the person responsible for assassinating the President of the United States. But this is only one element of the story that's better left unspoiled. Much like This Is Us series creator Dan Fogelman's previous show, the end of the pilot pulls off a spectacular twist, setting up a riveting story that provokes thought about our own world. We can watch Paradise on Hulu. The Pitt has been running since 2025. The medical drama has been one of the staples of television for decades now, likely because of the university of its life-or-death stakes. One would imagine the difficulty in making the genre fresh after all this time, but The Pitt proves how engrossing it can be to watch doctors simply be good at their jobs. This addictive Emmy-winning HBO Max series follows a chaotic day in the lives of emergency room doctors and nurses as they struggle to treat various patients, overseen by senior attending physician Dr. Michael Robbie Rabinovich. That's played by Noah Wyle. Bolstered by charismatic performances and refreshing realism, The Pit is an essential watch about essential workers. We can watch The Pit on HBO Max. Pluribus has been running since 2025. What if a misanthrope became the key to saving the world? This engrossing sci-fi drama stars Golden Globe winner Rhea Seehorn as Carol, a cynical novelist who is alarmed to discover that a virus has seemingly infected the entire planet, with humanity transformed into a placid, people-pleasing hive mind. Carol is one of the only people on Earth not affected, while everyone around her is desperate to recruit her to join the others. The series marks another successful collaboration between Seehorn and creator Vince Gilligan, having previously worked together on Better Call Saul. We can watch Pluribus on Apple TV. The Queen's Gambit is from 2020. The Queen's Gambit, based on the novel by Walter Tevis, stars Anya Taylor-Joy as Beth Harmon, an introverted chess prodigy who becomes a world-renowned player while struggling to deal with fame and addiction throughout the 50s and 60s. While star deals with substance abuse is a tired trope, The Queen's Gambit works so well because of director Scott Frank's eye for the era and Taylor-Joy's multifaceted performance. She's a wonder as a young teen discovering her escape in the game while trumping overconfident men, and as an actualized woman facing the consequences of celebrity status. The Emmy-winning miniseries also wowed audiences with its dramatization of the game of chess. As Entertainment Weekly's critic writes, it's an environment of cerebral swagger, diffident competitiveness, and geek love. We can watch The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, and there's an Entertainment Weekly grade here of B. Schitt's Creek ran from 2015 to 2020. It's a relatively simple concept. An absurdly wealthy couple and their spoiled adult children suddenly lose everything and are forced to move into a small-town motel. It's the sharp writing and committed performances that elevated Schitt's Creek to the pop culture zeitgeist, including Eugene Levy as practical straight man Johnny Rose, Daniel Levy as his sarcastic son, David, and Annie Murphy as the lovably materialistic daughter, Alexis. But the crown jewel of the series is Mother Moira, played with such specific, elevated eccentricity by the late, great Catherine O'Hara. We can watch Schitt's Creek on HBO Max. Sense8 ran from 2015 to 2018. Many of the shows on this list fell unjustly on the network chopping block, and one of the more devastated fan bases is that of Sense8. That's spelled S-E-N-S-E and the number 8. A sci-fi series about a group of people whose minds are inexplicably connected, causing them to be hunted by those who see them as a threat. Created by the Wachowski sisters, who we know from The Matrix, and J. Michael Straczynski, Sense8 is prime binge material, having enchanted viewers with a diverse cast and an intricate, imaginative plot. The show's subsequent cancellation was indicative of the diversity problem in mainstream streaming platforms, leaving dedicated fans angry and heartbroken. Regardless of its rushed goodbye, Sense8 is a groundbreaking, inclusive, and engaging series that needs to be viewed in its entirety. We can watch Sense8 on Netflix. Severance has been running since 2022. Adam Scott leads a stellar ensemble cast in this inventive sci-fi drama about a group of co-workers whose brains have been surgically split between their work lives and their personal lives. From the first episode, Severance sets up a chilly atmosphere of gray sparsity in the workplace as Mark, played by Scott, and his colleagues careen toward unknown truths about the nature of their jobs. Executive producer Ben Stiller, who directed many of the episodes, perfectly sets up the world and mystery, leading to a season one finale that is full of, as Entertainment Weekly's critic writes, cloak and dagger intrigue and artful weirdness as Mark's parallel lives careen toward intersection. We can watch Severance on Apple TV, and Entertainment Weekly gives it a grade here of B+. Shogun ran from 2024 and it's current. This impeccably crafted adaptation of the James Clavell novel of the same name is a Shakespearean-esque saga of war and political intrigue. Set in 1600s feudal Japan, the series begins with the arrival by ship of an English pilot, played by Cosmo Jarvis, who is soon thrust into an ongoing battle for power among Lord Torunaga, played by Hiroyuki Sanada, with rival regents. With Torunaga's ally, Toda Mariko, played by Anna Sui, serving as a translator between the men, a metaphorical chess game ensues as the warlord makes a series of big plays for control. The first season of Shogun won a record-breaking 18 Emmys, the most ever for a single season of television, with Entertainment Weekly's critic calling the series a stunning epic. Originally envisioned as a mini-series, the show's popularity with fans, critics, and awards bodies led to renewals for a second and third season. We can watch Shogun on Hulu, and Entertainment Weekly has a grade here of A-. Shrinking has been running since 2023. TV producer Bill Lawrence has a strong portfolio of shows where you wish you could hang out with their characters, from Scrubs to Cougar Town to Ted Lasso. Shrinking is no exception, centering on a therapist named Jimmy, played by Jason Segel, who is struggling to raise his teenage daughter while grieving the death of his wife. He opts for a more direct approach at work, leading to deeper and sometimes messy relationships with his patients and fellow therapists. Entertainment Weekly's critic calls Shrinking a funny, brainy grief calm about the power and dangers of radical honesty. We can watch Shrinking on Apple TV, and Entertainment Weekly has a grade here of B+. Squid Game ran from 2021 to 2025. In the age of social media, TV show fandoms can spread like wildfire. Squid Game lit the fuse better than any show before it, uniting the internet in favor of this unique South Korean thriller series. Created by Hwang Dok-hyuk, Squid Game is a global phenomenon about a group of debt-ridden people who compete in deadly games for an absurd cash prize. Viewers couldn't help but binge the series as fast as possible to talk about it with friends who were just as mesmerized by the engaging plot and moving acting, with turns from Lee Jung-jae, Park Hae-soo, Jung Ho-young, and Oh Young-soo, and more. The hype even spawned a reality series, which may have missed the underlying themes, but nonetheless kept the Squid Game craze going. We can watch Squid Game on Netflix. The studio has been running since 2025. Movies are so much more difficult to produce than you can even imagine. A million small decisions need to be made, any one of which could tank the project. This frenetic Emmy-winning comedy from the dynamic duo of Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg satirizes the modern-day struggles of doing business in Hollywood, starring Rogen as the newly promoted head of a legacy studio. As he tries to balance his artistic integrity with the ever-growing demands of needing to generate revenue for the studio, anything that can go wrong does go wrong. The studio may be a bit too inside baseball for some viewers, but it's a special treat for those of us consumed by the latest entertainment news. We can watch The Studio on Apple TV. Number 41 of 45, we have Survivor, that's been running since 2000. Don't be alarmed by the fact that Survivor finished airing its 50th season in May, because so many seasons of the reality juggernaut have entirely new casts. You can pick and choose which ones you want to watch, though it's certainly fun to watch the series evolve over 26 years. Survivor strands 16 to 20 people in a remote location, typically an island, where they are forced to work together as tribes and then vote each other off until only one remains to claim the title of sole survivor. Social politics, tests of physical strength, and game theory combine to create one of the greatest competitions in the world. We can watch Survivor on Paramount Plus. The Traitors has been running since 2023. Who doesn't love a good murder mystery? Combine that with the appeal of seeing divisive reality stars get humbled, and you have the perfect Emmy-winning concoction, with Alan Cumming as the acid-tongued master of ceremonies. The reality competition is set at a Scottish castle, where the goal is to identify which of the contestants' fellow castmates are traitors, a select group of three or four people who have been secretly tasked with eliminating players from the game in the dead of night. Each season thus far is a delectable binge, chock full of intrigue and duplicity. We can watch The Traitors on Peacock. Twin Peaks ran from 1990 to 1991. Television viewers in 1990 had never seen anything like Twin Peaks before, and there hasn't been anything like it since. David Lynch and Mark Frost's crime mystery series begins with a familiar setup. A teenage girl washes up on shore in a small Pacific Northwest town, and the police try to figure out who killed her. But as the series goes on, we bear witness to the surreal darkness lying beneath the surface, haunting our collective subconscious forever. Eccentric Special Agent Dale Cooper, played by Kyle MacLachlan, states at one point in the series, "I have no idea where this will lead us, but I have a definite feeling it will be a place both wonderful and strange." And as you binge Twin Peaks, you'll find yourself agreeing. We can watch Twin Peaks on Paramount Plus. The White Lotus is our 44th entry. It's been running since 2021. Writer-director Mike White has become one of our great satirists with this brilliant comedy-drama anthology. Each season centers on a mostly new group of characters staying at a high-end White Lotus resort. But despite their best intentions, many of these vacationers find that their problems have followed them, from relationship issues to personal anxieties, and staying in paradise won't solve anything. If you love sharp observational humor and character studies, you'll certainly enjoy your stay at the White Lotus. We can watch White Lotus on HBO Max, and Entertainment Weekly has a grade here of B+. And then the last on our list here is Widow's Bay, that has been running, started in 2026 this year. Have you heard? Widow's Bay is the new Martha's Vineyard. At least, That's what Tom Loftus, played by Matthew Rhys, the town's beleaguered mayor, wants the public to think on this delightfully dark horror comedy. In reality, the titular coastal New England town seems to be cursed with malevolent spirits arriving whenever the fog comes in. Concocted with the right balance of dry humor and dread-filled terror, Widow's Bay might not be a place we'd ever want to stay, but Reese's committed performance as the increasingly desperate mayor makes for a terrific audience surrogate. We can watch Widow's Bay on Apple TV. That's our list. And that was a really good list. I do like a good list like this. The 45 best TV shows to binge watch right now. And it was by Robert English and Kevin Jacobson. I did say that list would take up most of the episode, but I do have time for, I think, one more article here, and it's an exclusive to Entertainment Weekly. Glenn Powell says Chad Powers Season 2 is a different show in the best way, and this is an exclusive first look. All new episodes hit Hulu on September 3rd. This is by Shelby Steville. Glenn Powell is hitting the field once again, and this time, people are suspicious. Chad Powers Season 2 sees the actor reprise his role as Russ Holiday, a former star college quarterback who fumbled his promising career after a humiliating championship game meltdown. 8 years later, in a desperate attempt to restart his football life, he uses Hollywood prosthetics to create a new persona, joining a middling team at a small college under the name Chad Powers. Here, Entertainment Weekly can share an exclusive first look at what fans can expect as they go into another football season with the South Georgia Catfish. When we initially pitched the arc of Chad Powers, Season 2 was always about feeling the authentic stakes of pulling off this lie in front of the world, Powell tells Entertainment Weekly in a statement. This season has the engine of a thriller. It's still really damn funny, but it's all laced with the reality that in his simple desire for a second chance, Russ has covered himself and the whole program in gasoline. It's a different show in the best way. Michael Waldron, who co-created the show with the actor, adds, "Last season, one review's headline read, 'Chad Powers almost made me lose my mind.' This season, we made sure there's no almost." Heading into the Hulu show's upcoming episodes, Russ is faced with tough questions, especially after Ricky, played by Perry Matfield, discovered the truth about his identity in the season one finale. The walls are closing in on Russ's lie, and if he and Danny want Chad to survive the regular season and lead the Catfish to the college ball playoff, the only person who can help them is the last person who wants to, Ricky, the streaming service's official synopsis reads. Powell is joined in the new season by returning cast members Matt Feld, along with Quentin Player, who plays Coach Bird, Wynn Everett, played by Trisha Yeager, Steve Zahn, who plays Coach Hudson, and Frankie Rodriguez, who plays Danny. The Running Man star originated the role of Holiday and Powers when the sports comedy premiered in September 2025. For those who aren't football fans, the character was created by former NFL MVP Eli Manning in an Omaha Productions skit. Both Eli and his brother Peyton Manning are executive producers on the show alongside Powell. After a successful 6-episode first season, Hulu renewed the show for season 2 in December 2025. They kicked off filming the following month, and Powell was quick to get some bumps and bruises while getting beaten up, literally, on the football field. Powell previously confirmed that all the football he's playing in the show is real. I took some hits yesterday, he told Variety, while attending the Golden Globes this past January. If I'm walking a little weird, it's because I'm in a little bit of pain. While he couldn't say much at the time about what to expect, Powell did tease that they were leveling up for the second go-round. I'm just really excited about what this season has in store, he added. As for the Russ's ruse, it's all coming crashing down in the best way, he said, because season one ended on sort of a darker note with Coach Hudson's heart attack. Expect some chaos to ensue in the aftermath. It's really the chaos that Russ Holiday is bringing on the world, he added. Powell previously discussed how working on Chad Powers has become a passion project for him, thanks to his longtime love for college football. I'm getting to co-create a show with one of my great friends and live in a world that I really love, the actor told Variety in May, referring to Waldron. The world of college football is something that anyone who knows me knows. I'm a massive fan. I'm getting to work with a very deep bench of some of the most talented actors in Hollywood, and I'm having a great time. During the same interview, Powell shut down ongoing speculation that he's going to get burnt out with back-to-back projects. I'm getting to do all that, and my friends and family get to visit the set, so I really don't feel like I'm missing out on anything, he said. I have this stretch where I'm going to take a bit of a break, but it's not a break because I'm burned out. I'm not going to work for the sake of working, but I work because of all the things I love, I really do care about. All episodes of Chad Powers Season 2 premiere via Hulu on September 3rd. That was Glenn Powell says Chad Powers Season 2 is a different show in the best way. It was an exclusive look by Entertainment Weekly, and it was by Shelby Sitvale. That about wraps us up for our time here on Entertainment Weekly. Thanks for listening to my very long list article that gives us lots of options of things to watch. And I have noticed that sometimes episodes move from streamer to streamer. So even if I didn't have Hulu at the time, it might move on to Netflix that I might have at another time. So keep your lists. If there is something interesting, keep it on your list and see what pops up. At any rate, you've been listening to Entertainment Weekly. I'm volunteer reader Diane Salisbury for Sun Sounds of Arizona, and I've been reading from Entertainment Weekly's website, which is EW.com. Please come back next week. I'll have more articles from their website. And until then, goodbye.